Seven foundational questions. Through the six transcendent events of the Restoration, the Lord solved his problem of how to bring his children out of darkness. But in this book, we are striving to understand the personal significance of these events, that is, their power to change individual attitudes and behavior. I believe that these events answer seven foundational questions, each of which affects our capacity to fulfill our divine potential. The first six questions are connected to the six events we have already identified. The first question, who? Who is God? Who is Christ? Who am I? Who are you? The first vision answers these identity and relationship questions. It shows us that we can believe what the Lord says about us, that he loves us so much that he sent his only begotten Son to redeem us. That is the divine source of self-identification, or what we might call self-definition, as opposed to the social source, which we are too often inclined to believe. The truth is, we are literally children of our Father in heaven, only one generation away. We are of the Father. The second question, whose? Whose are we? To whom do we belong? Who paid the price? Who is the source of our salvation? The restoration of the gospel through the Book of Mormon stands with the Bible as another testament of Christ and clearly and plainly explains his role as our Savior and Redeemer through his infinite atoning sacrifice. Thus it answers the question, whose am I? Clearly, we are the Lord's. As the Apostle Paul wrote, know ye not that ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Thus we may say that we are of the Son. Third question, how? How do I get back to my God, my Father, my Creator? How can I become a partaker of the divine nature? The restoration of the priesthood suggests that we do so by receiving the ordinances of the priesthood by covenant, and that these ordinances are the main vehicle in mortality for transferring divine energy and nature into our beings. These are far more than just social ordinances or rituals, for in them the power of godliness is manifest. This power is manifested by the Spirit, so we may also say that we are of the Holy Ghost. Fourth question, where? Where do I go? Where can I find support, opportunity to serve, and direction for my life? These questions are answered by the restoration of the church. We go to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, which administers the inclusive plan of the Father to serve and save all of his children on both sides of the veil. By serving in the church, we become sanctified as we leave our comfort zones, live outside ourselves, and come to unfold our true nature by living our lives for the Lord's sake. We receive as well the emotional and social nourishment of other people who are pressing along the same path. Thus, the Holy Ghost is helping us to grow and develop and to more and more become partakers of the divine nature. The fifth question, what? What do I do? What is my work in mortality? The restoration of the keys of salvation for the living and the dead shows that our work is the same as that of our Heavenly Father, to bring to pass the immortality and eternal life of all his children, our brothers and sisters. Our concern for salvation is comprehensive, inclusive. It embraces God's plan to save the entire human race, all of his children, living and dead. It helps us to see everything we have as a stewardship, whether it be our bodies, our children, our possessions, our jobs, our time, our talents, or our opportunities.